The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet. This is the Kick-Ass!
Yo! What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
This is your late podcast.
Episode 49.
Episode 49.
We have to apologize.
This is episode 49.2.
Twitter has been going mad at us. A lot of people tweeting, asking us when's the episode dropping. And it didn't drop last week.
Yeah, we actually recorded it, believe it or not.
We recorded it.
We did record it. But we had a few problems, like, sorry, we had some studio problems, and then I've spilled water in my MacBook.
Yeah.
I mean, having a bad... Do you know what? I've just said to Skillet that I'm going to upload this episode straight after we record it.
Yeah, it's going to come out straight
but
away.
But I've just remembered that my MacBook is actually in the shop.
Okay.
So I'll just give it to you. You handle it.
You can... Yeah. How are you going to do... So if I take the USB home...
You take the USB home.
Sure.
Cool. They really don't need to hear this part.
No, this got a bit too personal.
Here. Really personal.
But I want to big up the Twitter followers who's been... She's giving a lot of love to the Kick Out podcast. Cheeky Rev, Cynthia Johnson, as in Cynthia Live, Joy Denham, Christian Jones 8, Styles Clash 82, big up Pete, Joseph Dada, Dada 04, Bonem Noak, I think I said your name wrong, Kofi, My Pablo Space, who was the winner of the latest Kick Out DVD giveaway.
Wow.
Big up My Pablo Space and the Diva Bible. So thank you for all showing your love.
Shout out to the Diva Bible. They show a lot of love to Diva Bible.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So, you know. Man. And of course, you got to show love to the boys from Ireland, Mick Conlon and Declan.
Yeah,
they've always shown love to the Kick Out. So.
Always. Yes, apologies. This episode this week is number 49. We're probably going to refer to this a lot. Episode 50 of The Kick Out that drops next week is a special. It's a landmark episode, our 50th episode, and we sat down with a ledge.
We'll reveal who he is at the end of the podcast.
At the end of the podcast. I mean,
some of you might already know, but...
Yeah. Well, did you Instagram it or
something? I Instagram a little. No, I tweeted some.
Okay,
but,
cool.
But, you know.
Some people know, some people
don't. Some people don't.
Special episode next week.
And I promised in the last episode, big up Dash, who was our guest episode 48. I promised I would do a rundown of the top 10 worst second generation superstars.
Yes.
But let's get to that later, maybe.
Yeah, let's do it later, man.
Yeah.
Should we start outside the ring?
Outside the ring. Jack Swagger has given his notice.
Yes.
To leave the WWE. Apparently it's been granted, but he's still on the 90 days.
All American.
Warranty.
What does that mean? But it's still not like what?
So he's still like basically. I think he booked some independent gigs, and WWE's like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, I thought he turned up at another wrestling promotion already.
Or well, maybe he's not supposed to do that.
Maybe he didn't. So. He didn't perform, but he might have just.
WWE's like, no,
no, mate.
90 days. 90 days, and The Hardys has left TNA.
Yes, they have signed with Ring of Honor.
And they are now the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions to defeat the Young Bucks.
But there's different speculations as to how long they're going to be with Ring of Honor.
I feel so too. I think it'll be like when the Eddie Guerrero's time in Ring of Honor back
it's
in
a quick one.
03, 02.
Yeah.
When he was just passing through for a couple months.
Just
like
a quick
he was there for like 6-8 months and then.
Yeah.
Bounced
because there's like so much rumors online in regards to WWE. I'm sorry, the Hardys' future with WWE. There's rumors that they're already like being tested. I mean, you know, you have to go through the rigorous tests before
with WWE.
Yeah, before you sign up. Like,
it makes sense for them to go WWE.
Medicals and drug tests and all that good stuff. So I don't know. Maybe like in a few months, if maybe SummerSlam. Who knows?
Delete.
That there, it's gonna go mad. So maybe SummerSlam we'll see. That it's definitely not gonna be WrestleMania weekend.
No,
but I can't see that happening.
No.
They've got a rematch with the Young Bucks that weekend as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so that should be all interesting. I'm still very unsure as to whether it's, because you just said they think it's a good idea. I don't know, because they really do need all the creative control. And I don't think WWE is going to let them have as much as they want.
Well, you never know. I mean, it won't be as ludicrous as the TNA stuff.
But I think that's what's made him.
No, it has, and it, you know, a lot of it was enjoyable. I'm not dissing it, but
do you know what though? One thing is, the Raw tag team roster could really use Broken Matt Hardy, exactly. The Hardys. That would be sick. Exactly. Like, I know a lot of people are really excited about him versus Bray. Mm-hmm. Like the Wyatts versus the Hardys, that mm-hmm. would be interesting because their gimmicks are kind of slightly similar. But I think the tag team division, on which is weird, what's really weird is because like, we used to say that the SmackDown tag, well, it is kind of poor, but the Raw one is worse, I think, at the moment.
Yeah,
we'll get to what's going on in some more on SmackDown soon. But I think and the injections on the Hardys would be really good, and I can't imagine it going the same way that it did with the Dudleys. Because mm-hmm. that was dead. That was really poor.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
In other news, I want to do my best impression, so wait for it.
Oh, please don't do a Rick Rude impression.
What I would like for you right now
is gonna do it.
It's for you kick out subscribers and followers, sweat hogs, to shut up. Listen close as I take my robe off and show you what a real man look like. Ravishing Rick Rude is officially inducted to the 2017 Hall of Fame. This is very exciting for me.
Yeah.
This is as good as Owen being inducted for me.
Yeah.
This is as good as the British Bulldog being inducted for me. No.
Owen's not in yet. No, Owen's not in yet.
No. So this is like things that need to happen. Vader needs to be in there. Like these are certain wrestlers that I have who are like my favourites growing up that needs to be inducted, and now they finally close that chapter.
You've been saying Rick Rude since I've met you.
Yes, you have. Been, yes, I have.
The first name at Hall of Fame you said is Rick Rude.
And it's about
long
time.
Long overdue, man.
It's about time. Last year they did it with the Boss Man. That was long overdue as well. So I think what they might do is have, you know, one that's like a no doubt main eventer of the Hall of Fame, which is also like due. Then you have like then you have ones that maybe are from like the '70s and eighties that haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
Like Rock and Roll Express this year.
Yeah.
They were overdue as well. And then you have like the one that all the fans are talking about.
Yeah.
Like Rick Rude.
Definitely.
So
it's a decent class this year.
Oh, it's a very good class. The only downside is Beth.
Yeah, Beth.
I feel Beth getting it over Ivory, getting it over China. I mean, obviously I know why they probably want to do China yet, because she just died.
Yeah.
So they probably want to take a little while with that. But like over Ivory,
over
Molly,
Molly Holly,
really?
Yeah, I see your point.
It's just come on, man.
Yeah, it's a good decent. I think Rick Rude, 100% well deserved. Who do you think is going to induct him?
It's Steamboat. They announced.
They announced
Vicky,
already.
Vicky the Dragon Steamboat.
Oh, wicked! That'd be awesome.
And they had a great rivalry back in the day. So that's telling. You have a favorite Rick Rude moment yourself?
When did I like Rude? You know, I'll be honest, I wasn't the biggest Rick Rude fan back in the day. I'm dead. I'm being honestly.
This podcast is over. His feud with Jake the Snake.
I liked that. I liked.
He made Warrior Star.
Yeah, I mean.
Stuff he did WCW. Dangerous
DX,
Alliance.
He did a lot of stuff. I mean, okay. I, you know what it is? I recognize his greatness, but I wasn't a Rick Rude guy.
You were perfect.
Perfect guy. Do you know what I mean?
And I think that's it for Outside the Ring. I don't know if it's.
You know what? Who do you think? Because I don't think people ever discuss this. Who is going to be in the celebrity wing this year? Are they even going to do that?
No, they will.
Who though? Who turns up a lot?
They might just do a double whammy with Shaq, innit?
That would make sense.
Shaq gets announced next week.
Shaq versus Big Show.
And then Shaq maybe even be around in the ring or whatever, comes down and, well!
Good idea.
Well, is the
good idea?
Big Show.
Okay, cool. I don't know why I mentioned the celebrity wing. That was terrible. Let's go to Raw.
Now let's go to Fastlane.
Oh shoot, we didn't do Fastlane. Fastlane. Yes. Do you know what it is? Because we missed the episode. So last week we did our predictions, which you wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
But what we'll do today is we'll tell you what our predictions were as well as the results.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it starts off with.
I don't think we got anything right.
Akira Tozawa versus Kendrick and Noam Dar with Alicia Fox.
Yeah. I didn't see this.
It was nice. Nice little opener. Swan and Tozawa won.
Yep.
As we predicted.
Swan's match this week with Neville.
We'll get to that.
Shut your mouth.
We'll get to that.
And I'm not going to say anything. We'll get to that.
Jesus Christ.
It was sick. Anyway,
we'll get to that. But we predicted that Tozawa and Swan will win.
Yep.
Next up, Samoa Joe defeated Sami Zayn in a short match. It should have been longer, right? They should have been given more time.
Yeah.
It definitely. Wasn't good. Like I thought it was going to be like the show stealer.
It was a squash match, kind of.
Joe wins. We thought that.
We knew that was going to happen.
Gallows and Anderson retains against Enzo and Cass.
We knew that.
We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say about this match.
No. Was it like a...
Nice ending, actually.
What was the ending again?
they did the Magic Killer.
Yeah.
And then Enzo put his foot on the rope and then Luke Gallows.
Oh, it was a controversial ending.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that basically, oh yeah, okay, that's wild.
Sasha
yeah.
Banks defeating Nia Jax.
And she, sorry, Sasha Banks.
Defeating Nia Jax.
No, but wait, she botched. There was when? A botch. So you didn't catch the botch.
She always botches, but when did she botch?
So basically, she was supposed to beat Nia Jax dirty. Did you not catch
really?
It? So basically, she went, what they went 1, 2, 3, then she grabbed the rope. When she was supposed to grab the rope during the count, she botched. Man. Watch it back. She botched. She grabbed the rope after the count. So it was supposed to be like a cheeky roll up. And then I'm going to grab the rope as well, just to make Nia still look strong, like you cheat.
Are you
I
sure?
cheated to win. Trust me.
I thought it was like a very lovely roll up that she did.
Go and watch it. Go and watch it. Go watch it back. She grabs the rope late. So she kind of wins easily.
Okay.
But you can tell that she was supposed to grab the rope and then she botched it.
Next thing we're going to talk about was probably the worst, one of the worst things that happened in this pay-per-view. They randomly decided to give Cesaro a match with Jinder Mahal.
Oh, and that's when the team broke up.
That was terrible. I don't care about the team. Like, nobody cares about the breaking
up.
What
was that? That was weird.
And then Rusev beating up Jinder, and he lost. Then Big Show comes out and squashes Rusev.
I think...
this is terrible.
I can't work out whether what they're doing with Reigns is worse than what they're doing with Rusev. Because Rusev was a monster.
Mm.
He was plowing through people. He was undefeated for a long time. He looked very dominant. And now he's just in stupid comedy angles. He doesn't look strong at all. He's got weird facial hair now. Actually, I shouldn't say that because his facial hair is quite similar to mine. But he doesn't look as scary as he did before. I don't understand. Where do they go with this? They don't even shit Lana anymore. It's like, do you know what I mean? They've killed it. Anyway.
Yeah, best match of the card, Neville versus Gentleman Jack Gallagher.
Yeah.
Very good match.
Very good match.
Cruiserweights had a good week this week.
They did. Very good week.
And they showed a video package of Austin Aries coming soon. Yeah. We'll get to that shortly. But yeah, best match of the card. Neville,
we knew we definitely
Neville won. We obviously knew
we
Neville that would win. Happened. Rollins versus Braun Strowman.
Yeah, this is dumb. What are they thinking? They've been building up Braun Strowman for about 6 months now. Maybe not that long. Maybe like 3-4 months as just this dominant guy that is just plowing through wrestlers, left, right, and center. Plowing through. And I know Roman Reigns is this Superman or whatever, yeah? But for them to let Roman beat Braun clean, come on, man. They need to do better.
I mean, I would say Roman is Roman Taker, obviously, Reigns.
Yeah.
So I guess because of that, Roman should have won, right?
Yes, but you know, why clean? Why not dirty? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why not a chair behind the referee's back, like something, like knock the referee out, knock him out with the ring bell, then beat him. This is how I would have booked it. He would have beat him dirty. I understand that he has to win. Beat him dirty, yeah? Then this week on Raw, sorry, I know I'm jumping from show to show, but this week on Raw, Braun wants his revenge, yeah? So he attacks Roman. Undertaker comes out to make the save for Roman and then turns on Roman. And that would have set up the match. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You don't like it?
I mean, it's not bad.
I like that. That's what I just don't understand why. So, okay, now we have a beaten monster. So what do we do with him now?
Yeah, that's the good point.
What do we do with him now?
Yeah, that's it. So that's what we'll have to find out, I guess.
Exactly.
Bayley versus Charlotte. Bayley defeats Charlotte's streak. I didn't have this. I thought Charlotte was going to win.
So did I.
What's going on?
I mean, it's a bad idea.
What's going on?
I think so.
Why is Charlotte losing the streak in the fast lane? They could have done so much
for Bayley.
Why did they decide, oh, you know what, let's not do the streak anymore?
So
why build up in the first place? Why did Sasha have to lose week in, week out? This is
you
stupid.
Really angry.
This is stupid. Why do this?
I don't know. I think this is the beginning of Sasha's heel turn, though.
It is, but that was terrible. Come on.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Because you got Charlotte in the match anyway.
Yeah.
All you had to do was make Charlotte the champion. She loses the streak at a bigger pay-per-view like WrestleMania. This,
let me tell you what they
to
need.
Bailey.
Let me tell you
and
what
then Sasha attacks Bailey behind this after
is,
she's lost.
This is what they needed to do. They should have made Bailey lose by disqualification. That way, Charlotte still retains her streak. Mm. Bailey still keeps the title. Mm. And Sasha, you know what I mean, is involved in. So I'm saying, so if Sasha came in and helped Bailey,
yeah,
and Bailey lost, no, nothing changes.
Yeah.
The streak remains. Bailey still has a title, and Sasha's still involved in the feud. I don't know why they didn't do that. Anyway,
next up, last
or count out? Because wait, there's count out. You can't win a title on a count out, can you?
No.
Exactly. There was ways of doing it without having to end the streak.
Right. I agree.
Anyway,
should talk about the main event.
Let's talk about the main event. This is crap. I'm just going to break this down. Goldberg has done under 4 minutes of wrestling mm-hmm. since he's come back.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I'm saying again.
Yeah. Okay. Repeat it one more time.
Goldberg has, like, I think it's even less than that.
Okay.
It's about 2.5. Goldberg has had 2.5 minutes mm-hmm. of in-ring action
right.
since he's come back. Mm. 2.5 minutes. And okay. now he has the World Heavyweight Universal title.
Yeah.
Are they taking the piss?
Mm-hmm.
Are they actually taking the piss?
I think so.
are they taking the piss?
I think so.
No, and he wants to raise the title like he did something. Fam, you haven't wrestled one match.
Show it to his son. And his son, you can tell his son doesn't care about wrestling.
He doesn't give a shit.
There you go, son. Oh, thanks, Dad.
Are they taking the piss? Kevin Owens has carried the title all this time. He's been a great champion. He's given us some great moments. He deserves better than that. He deserves at least 20 minutes with Goldberg.
That's what I was kind of hoping.
To squash him with a spear and a jackhammer. He's wrestled under 4 minutes.
Just came out. He didn't even do nothing.
Nah, just the music. I hate this. And the thing is, I know we've all predicted it. We all predicted that Goldberg would go into WrestleMania as the champion. But no, I just, there's something that just was like, I hope this actually, they're not actually, I wanted them to really swerve it, do something, and they didn't. What's really frustrating as well is, like, I'll watch the pay-per-view and look at the clock, and I'm like, right, there's only like 5 minutes left yeah. of the show, and you're like.
I was with a group of friends, I watched it with my friend, big up Adam Talman, Rob and Zach, and watched it all together, yeah. and they kept reminding me how much time was left of the pay-per-view. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, yeah, wait, 2 minutes left. And I was like, no way. And I was like, okay, maybe they might extend it a bit, extra 10 minutes. No.
No. How do you feel about Goldberg being the universal title?
He's going to lose it at Lesnar, so.
Yeah, but.
He's a transitional champion.
Yeah, but it's just.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, let's just leave that alone, man.
Monday Night Raw.
I can't even ask you, like, how would you think of the match? It wasn't a match.
No, you're going to ask me that question because there was no match.
It wasn't a match.
It wasn't a match.
It wasn't a match.
So I'm not even going
to
talk about it.
Let's go to Monday Night Raw.
I'm not even going to rate Fastlane.
That's
how bad it was. I'm not even going to rate
that. Might be the worst pay-per-view.
I think so.
That might be the worst pay-per-view in a while. And there's been a few bad ones.
Yeah.
But this one was really bad. Dire.
Monday Night Raw was held in Chicago the night after Fastlane with smattering of CM Punk chants.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
It starts off with Chris Jericho coming into the ring, talking about how upset he is that Kevin Owens betrayed him. He saw him like a best friend. He said, you put the knife in Jericho's back and you twist it in, man. Owens comes out, tells Jericho that you were just used as a tool.
He was never my best friend.
You were never my best friend. My best friend was actually Sami Zayn, and look what happened there. You know, nobody cares about you. Jericho says, everybody cares about me. I got 15,000 Jericho holics, and it's cheering me on, man. And then Samoa Joe came out, helped Kevin Owens beat up Jericho.
Yeah,
and then Sami Zayn.
I like this alliance, though.
Yeah, me too. I like it as well.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn runs in to make the save.
Right.
Then during the commercial break, Sami Zayn has the match with Kevin Owens. It wasn't really much of a match. I mean, it was more of a squash, right?
Yeah, I think it's
Owens kind of squashed Sami Zayn.
I hate that we're gonna. Basically, we can predict the next few weeks of Raw. So next week, it'll be a tag team match with those four guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is what it is. Yeah.
Next match. Brilliant match between Neville.
Sick.
And Rich Swann. This probably was my highlight of Raw for me.
Yeah.
A great one-on-one match. Swann and Neville took it to each other. You cannot underestimate Swan in such a short time. He's already in my top 10 black wrestlers.
You know what it is?
Everything in such a short time, he's already in my top 10 black wrestlers.
Everything he does is smooth. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know about the dancing and that. Skillet's doing the knee, actually.
It was a great match.
Yeah, nah, he's good. Very good. Shout out to Rich Swan. Very impressive. But he lost.
He lost?
Yeah.
And then we had to lose. Come on. Neville had to walk into the WrestleMania as champion. But what happened next was a mark out moment for your boy Skillet, because he had Austin Aries in the ring. Not only him in the ring interviewing Neville, he had the chance of Austin Aries ringing out in Chicago. And then Neville was talking about how he's laid to waste every contender when 205 Live. He's the king of the cruiserweight division. Nobody is on his level. And as he says that, crowd start chanting Aries' name even louder. And Aries says, well, sounds like the WWE Universe got something to say about that. And Neville's like, what? You? You think you can talk to me like you're on my level? Listen, just get out of the ring before I break your optimal bone again.
Oh, wow.
And then Aries says, you know what? I'm just here to do my job. But I got one more question for you. Actually, it's more like a statement. Bang! And he knocks out Neville.
Yeah.
And Aries. And I think it's going to be Aries-Neville one-on-one.
Yeah, I think that's the best way.
That is the best way. It doesn't need to be no six-man nonsense.
It doesn't need to be.
One-on-one opening match for WrestleMania.
Yeah, man.
Which your opening match probably will be actually... it won't be that, would it? Opening match will probably be... go through the card. What's going to happen in Mania?
We took the whole card.
Yeah.
Stupid intergender match. With Cena and Miz.
I
feel like the Raw Tag Team Championship will be a three-way between Cesaro and Sheamus, Enzo and Cass.
There's a match I'm not thinking of.
The club.
That's going to open up before Neville.
Corbin Ambrose.
That'll probably be the opener.
I kind of like this feud between them at the moment.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Go on.
So, Aries, are you excited?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's going to be one hell of a match. I think their styles really complement each other. I think Aries, I've loved Aries since TNA. I think the greatest man that ever lived is the best statement ever in wrestling. He's, like, very intense. I think he's really good. It's going to be really awesome. Yeah.
Next up, Bill Goldberg comes down to say, hey, thank you guys. I wouldn't be able to win the Universal title without you guys.
Was he bleeding again?
No.
Okay.
My wife's there. My son's there. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. My wife's over there, by the way, guys. And my son's there. Hey, guys, thank you, man. I really appreciate all the love. But my wife and my son is there.
It's annoying.
And I'm the Universal champion. And then the crowd started trying to see him bunk.
Yep.
And he didn't know what to do. And he's like, I hear ya. I'm like, what are you doing? And then Heyman makes the save quickly.
Saves him.
Ladies and gentlemen. And I'm Paul Heyman.
I would have loved Heyman to mention that about CM Punk. Because they were sick together as well. But anyway, he didn't. So Brock Lesnar comes to the ring looking badass.
And then Heyman says, there's two monsters facing each other at WrestleMania for the Universal title. Two behemoths. Two monsters of a man, but at Mania, there's only going to be one monster, and they're going to say and look at you and say, there's Brock's bitch. And then Lesnar F5s Goldberg. That was good.
That was really good.
And Goldberg sold it well.
He did say
it. He actually looked like he was mashed up.
He probably was.
He probably was.
The first move he's actually had since he come back. First bit of offense he's had.
Like, so far, he took an F5 and got beat up by a door. So that's...
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. Well done.
It's very impressive. Yeah.
Next match, Gallows and Anderson versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass for the tag team titles rematch. Things were going really well for Cass and Enzo until Enzo bumped into Cesaro, who was drinking coffee ringside.
Weird, but yeah.
I spilled over. Cesaro went crazy, disqualification. And the next week, Cesaro and Sheamus versus Enzo and Cass. You know what's going to happen. That's also going to go wrong.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a triple threat.
Yeah. I will only be interested in a triple threat. They should do if it's like TLC or something.
Right.
I think they got to up the ante a little bit rather than just making it a freeway.
Yeah.
Just make it a little bit more interesting.
Akira Tozawa faces Aria Davari. After he beats Davari, he goes on the mic, speaks good English.
Yep.
Saying, hey, Kendrick, come out here. I'm going to whip your ass.
It's funny. When I saw him like go to get the mic, I was like, you're going to speak? Whoa, yeah. Okay, cool. Let's go.
And then Kendrick was like, no, I'm not going to come down there. And then someone's like, ah! You know that screaming thing that he does? And that was the end of the promo.
Weird.
Okay, can we talk about New Day?
Do you know what? I didn't watch this promo, but you can tell me about it. And I saw they came out with ice cream or something.
The promo's not good.
Yeah, are they losing it?
A little bit.
Was it worse than last week?
Yeah.
Because last week was bad.
At least last week it was bad, but at least last week Biggie said, sang the Ronnie Orton theme.
When did he do that?
Or maybe that was this week.
When?
No.
Last week is when they did the envelope thing, the Oscar envelope thing.
Okay, yeah, no, so this is better. This is better, yeah. Okay. Biggie, they mentioned like voices.
Yeah.
And then Biggie's like, I hear voices in my head. Crowd laughed, so that was quite funny. Right. But it was just still. Then they beat Shannon, they squashed Shannon Stars in seconds.
Okay.
Bayley addresses a WrestleMania situation, coming out, chatting rubbish about how Bayley and, you know, it doesn't feel like it. Doesn't feel right that I'm still the champion, and I don't know what she's talking about.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And then Charlotte come and said I was robbed, and then
Charlotte is sick, by the way.
Yeah, she is. And then Stephanie and Foley joins in, and then try to say how it should just be a one-on-one for them two, a rematch at Mania. And then Foley's like, you cannot leave Sasha Banks out here. And then Stephanie's like, well, I'm your boss. I can tell you what to do. He goes, yeah, you are my boss, but she's the boss. And that changed Stephanie's mind. And she was like, oh, yeah, you got a point. Well, okay, well, then I'll put them two in a match, and then whoever wins that. And then obviously Sasha won, and then she's a triple threat at WrestleMania.
Charlotte is single-handedly saving the women's division. I like when she's in the leather jacket and the jeans. She's sick. She's very good.
She's very good.
Her and Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss, we'll talk about her in a second, but she's my MVP of the week on the mic.
Okay.
She
MVP of the week on the mic for me is Austin Aries, but okay.
Nah, I'm going to give it to Alexa Bliss.
You didn't watch 205 Live, did you?
No, I didn't.
It was amazing on that.
Really?
And also Miz as well. I have to give a shout out to
Miz. Oh, yeah. Miz's promo was sick.
So Triple H had an interview via satellite, a.k.a. backstage.
Yeah. Tried to wind up the crowd.
Trashed dirt on Seth Rollins. I didn't have to make up names for myself. I didn't have to call myself the man because it was obvious. That's what Triple H said. He said, all that will be waiting for him will be a nightmare. About Seth at WrestleMania.
Do you hear his best in the world thing? He's trying to wind out the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's all right. He's done it. He said things he said already. Okay. It was okay. And then the last but not least, main event of Raw, Samoa Joe versus Chris Jericho. This is the first time these two's ever faced, right? They've never had a match before.
You know what? I wanted to look this up.
Yeah, they've never had a match
before. Never.
Because obviously Jericho's been WWE for, forever.
Yeah, but didn't.
Jericho never went Ring of Honor. Jericho never went TNA.
Mmm. Was Samoa Joe ever in ECW?
No.
Oh.
First time.
Well, that's sick.
Yeah, it was a decent match.
Decent match.
Jericho lost.
Yeah. Didn't give him the Cobra.
It wasn't like a given. Like, didn't think it was a given much time again because they want to make Samoa Joe quite the assassin, effectively killing everybody. At
The destroyer. I like that.
So. And then in the main event, in the last segment of Raw, Strowman comes out, calls out Roman Reigns. Come out here. Chicago doesn't hate you. I hate you too. Oh, we forgot about something. Now we talk about Chicago. Stephanie, what she said to Chicago fans about CM Punk. Calling CM Punk a loser.
Why did she do that? How did you feel about that? What did you think?
I thought it meant maybe they've been speaking to Punk.
Nah.
But I don't think so either. Now I think now.
You know what? It's just like, look, you're going to mention him every time we're here, so we might as well just address it.
Dismiss it. Yeah. Call him a loser. That's a bit harsh. They hate him, don't they?
It is what it is. There's lawsuits and stuff going on, so it's the enemy, isn't it?
And then Strowman calls out Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns' music hits, but then it gets DJ pulls it up and plays
Reload
the Undertaker theme. Boom.
Yep.
The Undertaker walks down the ring, squares up to Strowman. Strowman backs down. Not like a bitch.
Nah.
More like a respectful.
Like, look, your
this is your yard, isn't it? I'll see you in a bit.
I liked that.
I got you next year.
I like that stare down to between them.
Me too.
That was
then nice. Reigns comes out with a smattering of booze.
Yeah.
They look at each other. Did Reigns say anything on the mic?
Reigns says, this is my yard now.
That's it. He said,
are you mad, fam?
Yeah.
And Undertaker just looks at
with
the rest of
all due side. Respect, this is my yard now. Fans chant Roman sucks. And they both look at the WrestleMania sign, take a chokeslam, Roman Reigns.
And it was convincing as well. It wasn't an old chokeslam, it was like a fresh one.
Are you excited to see this match?
I wasn't until this weekend.
Me too.
Until
I think they did a great job.
Yeah, I wasn't before, and now I am.
What I like about it was, even though fans wanted to see Strowman take her, if Strowman had Taker, we will all know who's going to win that Taker. But right now, because Strowman's not ready yet. Obviously, if Strowman has Taker next year, different story. But now with this, I can't call who's going to win. I don't know if Reigns is going to win or Taker's going to win. It's probably going to be Reigns because Vince McMahon loves Reigns, but...
If Reigns wins, it's a bad idea. You know, he will get booed out of the Orlando.
No, but not if he turns heel.
I feel like him saying it's
You need to turn heel.
I feel like him saying it's my yard now is him turning heel.
He needs to turn heel.
Because you have to show the Undertaker respect.
He needs to turn heel.
He's turning heel.
I hope so.
I
don't want him to just turn heel.
You want him to be heel.
I want it to turn to a Stone Cold Steve Austin heel. When he hits Ray Undertaker with the chairs so many times, Vince McMahon's involved. Hit him with the chair. Then what happened on Raw next? Reigns and Seth become a new power trip.
Yeah.
Or maybe just Reigns and Triple H again. Reigns, Triple H, form forces. Yeah. Power trip 2017. Then what happens is an invasion angle happens between NXT. TNA or NXT and WWE. Yeah. And then Reigns gets up. Start singing songs to Vince McMahon. River Raid.
Yeah.
Kumbaya, my lord.
I don't want to see that.
Kumbaya.
Skillet really would have picked up the guitar in the studio.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. What? And then Raid starts saying, what?
No, let's
what?
Not, let's
I'm
not
Roman Reigns. What?
Let's not do that. You're mad, man. All right, let's SmackDown, please.
Dizzle.
Let's start with SmackDown. I thought SmackDown was decent this week.
Well,
I kind of enjoyed
it. Though? I thought Talking Smack was great.
I didn't see Talking Smack.
Oh, you didn't see Talking Smack?
I didn't see Talking Smack.
I'm going to tell you what happened to
Smack. Cool,
let's talk about SmackDown first. SmackDown was... Where was SmackDown this week? I don't care.
Somewhere in the world.
This is bad. I should really start doing this.
They don't have them in the same city then, no?
Nah, they're always like different.
Okay.
Somewhere near to Chicago, obviously. Okay. But it started off with Shane and Daniel Bryan clearing up this cluster of what happened last week on SmackDown. Which doesn't make sense because you already announced that. Didn't they announce last week that Orton was going to face? No. They announced it. But how did I know Orton was going to face AJ?
I didn't know.
Before but SmackDown?
I don't know.
No was idea. It tweeted or something?
Maybe it was tweeted. Also, I feel like they both backed the wrong guy, if that makes sense.
No, no. That makes sense because.
Why?
You don't want it to be a case of Shane against AJ because AJ is going to be right. So you want it to be if Shane was like,
are we leading up to
seeing
AJ?
I was with you, AJ. I was with you. I want you to get the title shot. And the fact is, like, Brian's taking this. Brian's being a bit mad, really, because Brian is the authority now. But he had everything against him when he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
And now he's doing to AJ what happened to him.
Right.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I like the fact that Shane backed AJ.
And what I'm trying to say, I think that's weird because it's
different.
It's they've been having problems for weeks.
Yeah, but Shane was saying that he's seen his point.
Yeah.
And then obviously he had to agree with Brian to say, okay, let's give them one more match and whoever wins gets the title shot.
Yeah, but are we not leading to Shane AJ?
Yeah, we are. Of course we are. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Let's talk a smack.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, go.
So AJ Styles obviously was pissed about the decision. Made a promo on them two saying, you know, go screw yourselves. I'm going to show you what I can do. And Shane was like, look, this is all you're doing to Brian. Next up, Carmella and Ellsworth comes out.
Yeah.
And they had a match with Cena.
Ellsworth.
Nikki, Miz and Maryse interrupts and commentates on the match. Nothing much to be said about this, really.
No. Let's talk about the promo.
Which promo?
The promo that Miz did after that match.
What did he do?
Oh my goodness. So Miz, basically, Miz and Maryse attacked John Cena and Nikki.
Oh yeah. And then Miz said...
And Miz comes in the ring and just starts talking about how their relationship is fake. It's not based on love.
Yep.
He made you sign a contract.
Yep.
That is not love. He just cares more about his brand than he does about you. He was saying a lot of home truths.
Yes, he was. And he says even more home truths on Talking Smack.
Now let's just go straight to that. What did he say?
All that stuff that you just mentioned. Yeah. On Talking Smack, he comes on the show and he cuts a promo saying, that match that Cena, how come Cena gets to do what he wants here?
Mm.
And then Brian and Renee Young was like, what are you talking about? Cena does what he's told.
Yeah.
I said, no, he doesn't, because last week, he says, I'm going to have a match with Nikki Bella against Ellsworth and Carmella.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was the match. I didn't see anybody approve of this match. Yeah. I didn't see you come out and say, no, Cena, this can't happen. It just happened. Go, this is what always happens. Cena said something and he gets it.
Yeah.
And he said, and then he wants to, because him doing that mixed tag match was definitely a sly jab at me. He's sly jabbing at me, making the sly remarks at me. Then he wants to come out last week and said that I'm a copy of Jericho. I steal this, I steal that. What about you, John? You stole your move from Tommy Dreamer. You stole Dolph Ziggler's girlfriend.
No, wait, you didn't say that. He said you stole Dolph Ziggler's girlfriend.
Swear to God.
He did not say that.
Miz went in. Do you want me to pull it up?
Please. He did not say you stole Dolph Ziggler's girlfriend.
Miz said all this, my friend. Miz was going in, and
that is hilarious.
He's becoming brilliant, man. Like, and then, but what happened was Daniel Bryan was actually what they might not show you what I pull it up with.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan was getting upset with what Miz was saying, and then because Miz kept saying how Cena told the company line, so Bryan was literally getting upset. Like, literally getting. He said. Okay, but what about you? You want to talk about John Cena? I'm sure John Cena, because John Cena's been in a situation where he nearly got fired before.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've ever been fired before? And Miz goes, why would I want to be in a situation where I've been fired? He goes, exactly. So you can't say that Cena toes the company line where he does more daring things than you. You're a puppet. You're more of a puppet than him.
Wow.
And then, and he goes, because you definitely, you're going to, he could do a lot of things outside of wrestling. You need WWE. And Miz goes, no, I could do things outside of wrestling. I'm an actor. And Brian goes, straight to DVD films? Yeah.
Like, this is,
and then Miz says, to Brian, what are you talking about? You want to be a wrestler? You're not even wrestling. And then Brian goes, I will wrestle if they will let me. And Miz says, yeah, but you can't because of how many blows you took to your head.
He went a bit
deep. And then Brian says, well, give me a year and a half and we'll see.
Wow.
So that's his way of saying after my contract's done,
Brian's going to go back to wrestling.
Maybe Japan or whatever.
Last week on SmackDown Live, he claimed that I steal my personality from people. I steal moves. I steal this. I steal that. I don't know who I am. But you can make that claim about anybody, any superstar. I can do it about John Cena right now. You know, when John Cena first came to WWE, he stole his personality from every white kid with a identity crisis in the 90s. He was a cross between Marky Mark and Vanilla Ice. But wait, there's more. The attitude adjustment? Used to be called the Death Valley Driver, but John Cena stole it from Tommy Dreamer.
Facts.
John Cena steal a move from someone? But wait, there's more. He stole his girlfriend from Dolph Ziggler.
Facts.
What? No, not our hero, John Cena.
Facts.
He wouldn't do that. But wait, there's more. He stole his last t-shirt design from a beer company.
Facts.
But you know what? We applaud Cena. We love Cena because John Cena is that good old guy. But the fact is, he takes shots at me. That match that he created with that mixed tag match, he did it because of me.
Amazing, right?
Very good.
So, you know, I feel they both might feel like this is probably not the match they want to do.
Yeah, and they're both frustrated by it.
But if you're doing things like this,
this
is exciting. And this could be a secret show stealer, man.
He stole
his... And I think Miz needs to go over. I'm sorry. Miz needs to win.
They're not going to win. This is not Nikki's last match.
I don't care. Miz needs to go over.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he so deserves a big win right now.
Yeah.
And he needs to go over.
Awesome. All right, let's go back to SmackDown.
I mean, there wasn't really much to talk about, man. I mean, that was really it. I mean, obviously, you got the main event with Randy Orton and Cena. Mojo Rawley makes a promo because he's going to be in the Andre Giant Battle Royale. He's the first person to be named.
Dead.
And guess who talks to Mojo Rawley about, oh, you're in the Battle Royale, eh? Oh, I'll see you in the ring.
Who?
Think.
Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews is in it.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Dead. Like, we got to talk about the women, though, quickly.
But then you don't want to talk more about Dolph Ziggler?
No, why?
Then you're talking about that, like, you know now that WWE is never going to do... I think we've probably come to a conclusion already, haven't we?
Do you know what, though? He could win that.
Yeah, but is that a good thing?
No, it means nothing, but he could win it.
Okay.
He could win it.
Okay. What are you going to say? Women. Oh, that women's segment was horrible.
It was horrible, but it's given us insight into what's going to happen.
And I was right.
No, and again,
was my prediction right? Or was I, that my prediction
was
right?
Very right. And I think you can't say it was horrible because I really did like Alexa Bliss on the mic.
Yeah, but she was still she had some good lines.
Yeah,
the catnip line and the you feel the owl.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was good. She had some good lines, but she was off that day.
She was good, man.
Alexa Bliss is sick. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's how good she is. That was an off day for her.
Right.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because it still wasn't off. But yeah, she had some great lines.
Someone just never give Becky a mic, though.
What did she say when she come out? Hiya! Can you short your face?
Nah, it's not good. And then Mickey James turns on Alexa, which I liked as well. That was a good,
but
nice touch.
You know, Brian gave away my result when he said, and you're going to face the entire SmackDown Live roster.
They shouldn't have done that.
So my prediction is,
she's going to come back. I think they could have made it a bit more like...
Win the title back.
She's going to win it back. She's 100% going to in Orlando. Yeah, and they're going to go mad. Exactly. When she comes out, they're going to go mad.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to go absolutely nuts.
And they're going to tell the...
Orlando's very own!
Yeah. Like, they're going to tell the ring announcer, make sure you not like let him... From Orlando, Florida!
And it's going to go mad. Her family's going to be front row.
They'll probably have Michael Buffer come down. From Orlando, Florida.
Her family's going to be front row. My man, the Uso, is going to be there. Like,
you know whose family's going to be in the front row?
Yeah.
Bill Goldberg's wife and son.
All right, let's talk Randy Orton versus AJ Styles.
Dope match.
Very
good match.
This is the first time they've ever wrestled as well.
First time they've ever wrestled as well.
Sick.
The ending was superb when AJ went to do the 450 and then Orton tried to catch him in the RKO and he fell on his back.
Yeah.
Crowd went nuts. Then he missed the 450 and RKO got caught eventually. So Randy Orton goes off and wins. And Randy Orton is now officially the number one contender against Bray Wyatt. So I'm assuming that probably will be the last match at Mania.
You think so?
Yeah, because I feel all the big matches will happen before then and they don't want to, they probably want to
Don't make Goldberg Lesnar the last match.
I don't know. I don't know if a 5-minute match will end Mania.
They've just done 5-minute matches to end all these pay per views,
but not Mania.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. I feel like they're gonna either that. Yeah, no, I think that's definitely the last match.
Think so.
Goldberg is gonna highlight Mania. It's probably in his contract. Mm. Anyway,
did you see what happened afterwards?
No, yeah. Talk to me. What happened that in talking smack? Yeah, that's AJ Styles.
AJ Styles walking backstage and you can see like they're doing a gorilla position with all the Michael Hayes and Road Dogg all in the technique.
Is that what you call opportunity right there?
Look at the shade.
Is that what you call opportunity? Oh, hey, shut up!
Calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. I have every right to be the main event of festival.
AJ's a bad man.
Amazing.
AJ's
and you know what's so good about this? Oh yeah, so Shane starts getting a bit more mad. What's so good about this is the fans are gonna so cheer AJ because they're gonna think he's been cheated.
Yeah, they do. They are.
And he's already getting cheered anyway, but it's gonna make him such a big star, man.
Yeah, but I don't like. So Shane is not gonna be the face that he was, or Shane's still gonna be a face.
Nah, AJ's gonna get cheered over Shane, man.
It's gonna be interesting.
The fans are gonna go mad for AJ.
I'm actually, you know what?
This is why I'm upset. We need to find out what's going on.
Hopefully, we will kind of be in Orlando at some point.
So. If we're going, Ace, you're coming with me. There's none of this. I'm staying at home talk. If we are going, we have to go together. Or one of us are going.
It's shaping up to be an amazing show, by the way.
You know what I mean? They're doing really well.
Remember
the card? Because the card got predictable.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I guess the card got leaked or what the plans were.
And we were angry about the card.
We were like, this is terrible.
But now it looks good.
Killing it. It's mad how two things changes.
Good. It's mad. I think that's it, man.
Well, let's do the top 10.
Yes, we got to do that. Yeah.
Second generation wrestlers.
Top 10 worst generation superstars. Second generation superstars.
So at number 10, I've got Ted DiBiase Jr., the son of the Million Dollar Man. who was the three-time WWF tag team champion, WWF North American heavyweight.
He had promise as well.
King of the Ring, Hall of Famer, Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase was a legend.
Yeah.
So when his son debuted in WWE and was part of the legacy with Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton, we all had high hopes for Ted DiBiase Jr. Until they didn't really have much for him, and then he left, and now I believe he's a born-again Christian who does a lot of talks about Christianity around the world.
Interesting.
Number 9, Sean Stasiak. You best know him as Meat. Remember that?
Meat?
Do you remember he was Meat?
No.
He was in a group with PMS, with Terry Reynolds and Jacqueline.
Meat.
And he was there like slave boy.
Weird.
And he used to come down to the ring and lose because he'd be tired of making love to Jacqueline backstage. But for those who don't know who Sean Stasiak is, he and why he's in his list, it's because he is the son of Stan the Man Stasiak, who was a legendary WWF, former WWF champion in the 70s.
He was the guy.
So he just didn't live up to his dad's promise, I guess. Number 8, Sim Snuka, the son of Hall of Famer and recently deceased Jimmy the Superfly Snuka. Sim Snuka joined a tag team called Deuce and Domino, which was kind of like the Happy Days. They were like both like the Funds. That one didn't do nothing for his career.
Nope.
And nothing really happened after that. And then obviously nothing definitely happened after that, after he was supposed to be the cameraman that to catch Undertaker in his match against Triple H? And Undertaker landed on his head.
Yeah.
So
and then we didn't see him again.
Number seven. David Sammartino, the son of Bruno Sammartino, legendary Hall of Famer for the WWF. I don't have to say much about him. Everybody should know who he is. David Sammartino didn't live up to his dad's legacy at all, really. Had a few stints at WWF. I think Bruno was probably around the same angle. So it was kind of like living his dad's shadow kind of thing. So it didn't really work out. Went to WWE for a little while. Had a little feud with Sabisco, which was kind of like, oh, you took my dad out because his dad had a famous feud with Zabisco back in the day. Just didn't really work for David Sammartino and
dead out.
Yeah. Number 6, Manu. He was in the Legacy faction. He's the son of Afa from Afa and Sika.
He wasn't really in the Legacy. He was there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he wasn't really in Legacy. No. He was kind of like an affiliate of Legacy. And I don't know what he's doing now. So he's kind of fallen from grace.
Where is he?
I tried to do my research of what he's doing today, and I couldn't find anything.
No one knows.
If anyone could tell me what Manu is up to now, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 5, Wes Briscoe, the son of the Briscoe Jerry of the famous Briscoe Brothers tag team, son of Jerry Briscoe, NWA heavyweight champion, WWE Hall of Famer. Wes Briscoe was doing his little thing for a little while, but didn't really do much in WWE developmental. He got released when it wound up in TNA when he was part of Ace and Eights.
Yeah.
But no, now he's just back in the independent circuit. Number 4, Barry O, the uncle of Randy Orton, the brother of Bob Orton Sr. And sorry, the uncle of Randy Orton, the
was his name Barry O.
Barry O was the brother of Bob Orton, Orton is Randy Orton's dad. Barry O was a up and coming promising talent who was more like a jobber, but you could see down the line they could use him for certain things. But he kind of left the WWE after the sex addict scandal happened with Pat Patterson, and he kind of like came out against him, saying that he was
being sexually harassed.
Yeah, being sexually harassed. We're not getting into that.
Allegedly.
And became a little jobber and faded out. Number 3, Eric Watts, the son of Hall of Famer Bill Watts, the wrestling promoter that used to promote WCW as well. Eric Watts was in that tag team in the 90s, Techno Team 2000, which was terrible. He went ECW for a little bit, didn't do much. Went All Japan for a bit, didn't do much. Went TNA, didn't do much, and so on.
And it's hard not to do much in TNA.
Yeah, exactly. Number 2, Scott Putski, the son of Hall of Famer Ivan Putski. Ivan Putski was such a legend that Vince gave Scott Putski a job just because of that alone. Because you were great to my dad, I'm going to give you the job. But it just didn't really...
No,
he just didn't really do anything. He had a little feud with Brian Christopher for a little while. Then he went to WCW and became one of the members to lose to Goldberg out of Goldberg's 1001, streak that he had in WCW. Should I do again? Number 1?
Yeah.
And number 1, you can guess who this is. David Flair, the son of Hall of Famer, Nature Boy Ric Flair, who was one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Unfortunately, David Flair is one of the worst wrestlers of all time.
Damn shame.
He didn't show the promise that his dad had or his sister has after him. David Flair was brought in the 90s to have a little program with Stacey Keibler, who was impregnated because he was dating Stacey Keibler. Right. It was this guessing game of who impregnated Stacey Keibler, which was end up being Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Became somehow the WCW United States champion somehow.
Weird.
And a tag team champion with Crowbar. And his WWE thing was just him getting beat up by The Undertaker.
Every week.
And
yeah.
That's it.
I think that's a spot on list.
Thank you.
Let us know if we forgot anybody.
Yes.
At Kick Out Podcast. Hit us up. And we can give the announcements now.
Next week, we got a landmark episode.
Landmark.
Can I do like an advert?
No. No, yeah, go on.
So next week, the Kick Out Podcast presents a landmark episode. The 50th episode. We've got Montel Vontavious Porter in the house! Watch us next week as Skillet and DJ A sits down with MVP, former WWE United States champion, tag team champion, and so forth.
TNA World Champion.
TNA World Champion too.
Yes.
And a former, and the first ever IWGP Intercontinental Champion. Big landmark. So we got a big guest next week. MVP is at the Kick Out Studio.
That's right, man.
And what do you think about that, Vince? Yeah! Kick Out 50! Landmark! Ace! Skillet! MVP! Don't you dare miss it! Don't you dare!
I'm going to end there. Rate, subscribe, comment. Episode 50 next week. Ace, Skillet, and MVP.
He's coming.
Emotional. Make sure you're locked in, yeah? Till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Peace.